My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's bring in somebody who can talk about this series that will be played out in Los Angeles. He's a super friend of the show. He's been with us since day one from MLB.com. You know him and love him, and his name is Anthony Castrovince, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How you feeling, my
Hello.
Friend? That's about as good as an intro as I can give you.
Yeah, it's nice to know you're known and loved.
Known and loved, yes.
Known and loved, yeah. Sometimes the less you're known, the more you're loved.
That's true. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I got your intro mixed up with your brother's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That's been known to happen. He's way more loved than me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Hey, this should be a good series. Dodgers, Guardians. The Guardians have kind of turned things around the last couple games here. They're playing a little bit better. Two of the top teams in Major League Baseball. Your thoughts on this series?
Well, it's great. Another great test for them. The last week has been kind of just like the season in general, where it seems like every time they start to get challenged and, oh, gosh, the wheels are falling off, they're falling apart, they manage to scrape some wins together. And lo and behold, you know, you blow to blow a 9-game division lead and then, you know, turn it right back into a 4-game lead and a 4.5-game lead on the Royals in the span of a week is pretty impressive. So obviously the Royals falling apart has a lot to do with that, but just impressed with the resilience of this team. You know, we said it all year that we didn't expect them to be here. And sometimes when that's the case, any rust, any losing streak feels like the end of the line. But I give their clubhouse a lot of credit. For as young as it is, they've had a lot of resilience.
It's better to be smarter than rich, maybe, when it comes to baseball, or maybe overly aggressive. Matthew Boyd, good targeted signing. Alex Cobb, good targeted trade. And those guys look like, and Anthony, it's a short sample size, but especially with Cobb, boy, those look like really sharp moves by this organization. Are you impressed, or surprised, I guess is a better way, at the way these guys have pitched so far, having not pitched an inning before they came to the Guardians?
Matthew Boyd surprises me more just because, you know, Cobb had missed all year, but he was an all-star last season, and you know, he wasn't rehabbing from Tommy John or anything like that. I mean, Boyd, you don't know. He's been, his track record is pretty up and down, and frankly, more down than up in his career and coming off Tommy John. So to give him the quality innings he's given, just throwing strikes, I mean, that's made a huge difference. So we said it for a long time that, you know, this team just needs innings from the starters. They don't even have to be elite innings. They just have to be capable innings, because they've got to ease the pressure on the bullpen. So those guys are helping to do that. They're giving them just what they need in that regard. They feel a lot better about the rotation than they did, you know, a couple months ago. But, you know, to your original point, how about be smart and have money? That's what the Dodgers are. So that's what we'll see this weekend. They're they're smart and have the finances to back it up. So that's the best of both worlds.
That really is.
Hey, Anthony, going back to the Guardians rotation, smart planning by the front office, little bit of luck to be able to kind of plug in this. I keep going back, and it's hard for me not to look back at that doubleheader they had against Kansas City like last week, and going into it like 2 days before, the starters were still TBA, and then things started to work themselves out again. And I know you kind of touched on that, but is that, hey, good job front office? Is that luck? Is that, what is that?
Probably it's always a case where it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
You look at this front office, you have to be, look at it two ways. One, to be here is an incredible job, and the payroll restrictions and all that. There's been some unforced errors along the way. Let's not sugarcoat any of that. I didn't understand not getting a relief arm at the deadline. As good as their bullpen is, it's so young, and they've leaned on the same 3-4 guys so much that, and then so many relievers were flying off the shelves at the trade deadline. I didn't understand, not doing something back there just to have another option for Stephen Vogt. They've made some trades that have blown up on them. You see Junior Caminero, what he's done. Tobias Myers is the guy they acquired for Junior Caminero. He's gone crazy for the Brewers. He's been a key part of their rotation. So it's not a front office without faults, but at the end of the day, it's obviously the consistent success here in this market with these payroll limitations is just tremendous. It just is. And anytime they're acquiring pitching, you kind of feel like they must know what they're doing. They must have, felt really good about what they saw from Matthew Boyd prior to signing him. And Alex Cobb wasn't as difficult to project because he has been very good in the past, in the recent past. But, that was a somewhat off-the-wall acquisition. It wasn't a guy we were circling really as a top trade target, because he was on the shelf and hadn't pitched all year. But, they, in a market that was very light on starting arms, they were able to go out and get a good one.
Big picture, one of the five starters that they were counting on at the beginning of the season is in the rotation right now.
Yeah.
One, Tanner Bibee. Anthony, that's stunning to me that, okay, I can see getting through a season. I can't see, as you very accurately said, all right, they're sliding. Oh, wait a minute, they're back. No, they're sliding. Yeah. Oh, wait, they're back. How have you pulled that off with one starter who you counted on? I'm curious as to what you think has been the reason that they've been able to stay in first place.
It's the bullpen, more than any other element of this team. It's the bullpen. And, they do a lot of things well. They hustle on the bases, and they've had more pop than last year for sure. They catch the ball, that's no small thing. But really, it's the area that has outperformed the most is the bullpen. And, with that, there comes some concern about down the stretch or in the playoffs, again, because they have ridden these rookies so hard. And I don't know what that means for their careers in general, but they've held up well so far this season. But, Vogt has managed every week of the season like it's the last week of the season. And that's gotten them where they are. It's also precarious as we go forward, but he's kind of done what he has to do with what he's had at his disposal because of what you just said. The rotation has been so beat. It looks so much different now than it was forecast to look. So, the bullpen has really cured a lot of, it's paved over a lot of sins there, in the starting unit.
Thank goodness Lane Thomas seems to have found his bat. If that can work out for them with Junkenzie Noel, all of a sudden this offense has a little different look, I would think, Anthony.
Yeah, actually, this is the guy they acquired, and I like that trade. It wasn't a big sexy move by any means, but I like Lane Thomas. He's a good player. I was stunned as anybody by how bad it went for him the first few weeks here. It went as bad as it possibly could get, but you're right. He's shown a little more life in his bat. He's shown more of the guy that they thought they were getting. He's supposed to be a pretty good contact guy with some speed and, a nice different dynamic for this offense in the outfield. So you're right. Noel, we've seen he can, when he's on, man, he's a lot of swing and miss with him, as you'd expect. But my goodness, when he's in the zone power-wise, it's really special to behold.
Let's talk about Stephen Vogt for a second. Your thoughts on a rookie manager taking his team down the stretch and getting ready for his first playoff run.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, you know, again, a tremendous job. I do think there'll be learning experiences within it. You can't really, like, fault the way he's managed. I don't mean to when I say that he's managed every week like it's the last week. But I do think that, you know, what are the long-term repercussions of that with these young relievers? I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll just be super resilient. But, like, I think of Dellin Betances with the Yankees all those years and how hard they rode him. And, you know, his career kind of petered out, you know, during his arbitration year. So he lost a lot of earning power by being used like that. And so I wonder about that with these guys. But, again, you play the hand you're dealt. They're in a place that they weren't expected to be. They're in first place. They're going to have one of the best divisions, one of the best records in the American League, one of the top seeds in the American League. So on the whole, it's obviously hugely positive. I just think that, you know, he'll also, as he matures as a manager, as he does this for a long time, he'll also learn how to manage a season as much as a game, a week, a month, a series, whatever. There's something to be said for managing 162. And I think they're, you know, I think the use of the bullpen is, both a major success story for him and also I think a concern. You know, that's, again, I just get back to, like, I really wish they had done more in the bullpen at the trade deadline. I think they things could turn out great, but I also wonder about the long-term ramifications for these young arms.
Anthony Castor, Vince joining us from MLB.com. Two young guys I want your opinions on. Kyle Manzardo comes up and looks like a better hitter than he was before. And then your thoughts on Brian Rocchio and how he's evolved at shortstop, and is he the answer there?
Yeah, you know, I still don't know about Rocchio. I'm not totally sold on him as the answer, quote-unquote. Obviously had a really hard time filling that position despite, you know, a tremendous amount of depth within the system. They stockpiled middle infielders for years and still don't necessarily know who their long-term shortstop is. But so it is good to see some strides from him, but you know, there's still a good amount of swing and miss, and, you know, you're not going to get much thump out of that bat. But he provides value in the field, which can't be overlooked. So, I don't know. I'm not completely sold on him. Manzardo is kind of showing what he was supposed to be, right? I mean, that's why they took advantage of Aaron Spivey's value last year, and they upset the clubhouse, quite frankly, in the process. But, you know, they kind of punted on their chance at that point, what minimal chance they had of doing something last October. And that's because they really like Manzardo's bat. And it's not uncommon at all for a guy to do this, to come up, struggle, go back, come up, and rake. You know, that happens a lot, where guys just figure it out, or they're more comfortable or not feeling as much pressure. So, yeah, great to see him look like the hitter they intend him to be.
Anthony, I know every manager will say one game at a time, but when you look at what's left on this road trip for this team, Los Angeles for three, Chicago for three, is it not better to look at the big picture than the little picture, especially if you maybe drop the first two games against Los Angeles? It's about getting one against the Dodgers and two against Chicago and just splitting this thing, right? I mean,
that would be acceptable outcome for sure. Yeah, and this team will teach you, I think it's taught us all year, the value of you know, zooming out a little bit, you know. They've done a really good job winning series that they have to win. And this is not a must-win series against the Dodgers. It's a great test, like I said. I mean, you want to play well against the best teams, but it is a long season, and they've shown that, you know, you give them some space and some grace, and they will they will prove to you that it's a good ball club. You know, they've been a good ball club all year, despite some ruts along the way.
Anthony, as always, you are a super friend of the show, and we always appreciate that. And you know, we read you all the time, MLB.com. Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Much love, guys. Thank you. We'll see you.
You are the man. All right, we'll talk to you later. Anthony Castrovince, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.